This is Scams and Cons News with Jim Grinstead.
In this week's news, we hear about a woman arrested for romance scamming and a man arrested for being a bigamist. But we begin with a boy in Taiwan who was persuaded to have both legs amputated in exchange for $1.3 million. He got only $7,200, and he must turn that over to prosecutors. The money was part of an insurance scam. The boy was convinced to put his legs into dry ice for 10 hours, so both legs would have to be amputated. Business Insider said the scam was unbelievable because the temperature outside that day was only about 42 degrees, so it's highly unlikely the boy's legs would have been so badly frozen. The boy got $7,200 from one insurance company, but because they were ill-gotten gains, he had to turn it over to police. The boy and his friend were arrested and were charged with fraud and aiding and abetting serious injury. If you have a question, you go to a search engine. If you're like most people, your choice will be Google. You type in your question, hit enter, and back come the results. You've become accustomed to seeing sponsored results at the top, so if you're savvy, you take those with a grain of salt, maybe a whole shaker. When you get to the organic results below, you see something promising and click on it. You may now be headed off into a world of danger. Luke Sechrist is a professional hacker who runs a business helping to keep people safe. He talked with News 10 in Rochester, New York, and explained what has happened.
There's different terms for it. Some call it domain squatting. Some call it domain cloning. Essentially, they're buying up domains that are very, very close and very, very similar to the actual domains.
And that's exactly what these scammers have done. While the Google results say the University of Pittsburgh, take a look at the web address. The real address is psychiatry.pitt.edu. But look at all that trash after the slash. That's the new domain that the scammers bought.
They have free will to purchase domains of different varieties.
Now I get it. And then they just name that site that they've created the University of Pittsburgh. But it's not really the University of Pittsburgh site.
Correct.
It can sometimes be difficult to tell, but take a look at the URL before pressing send. One good way to do that is to hover your mouse over the link and look at the bottom left of your browser to be sure the link goes where you expect it to go. There has got to be a limit to what people will swallow. Apparently, Jerry Sargent hasn't found it. The Mirror, a newspaper in the UK, says Sargent has claimed to be a reformed bank scammer, drug smuggler, and developed a healing gift after encountering aliens during a car crash. Why the aliens were driving a car? I don't know. But that's enough of the Groucho Marx jokes. Sargent rented meeting space at Edinburgh's Grand Hotel and was selling tickets for about $700 each. The tickets sold quickly. Despite warnings from medical professionals, the show went on. Sargent said he never promised anyone a miracle or that he could cure cancer. He sees himself as a facilitator, empowering people to do their own healing, and that he would never recommend that people cease medical treatment. That claim helps protect him from UK consumer protection laws that say it's unlawful to make false claims that a product is able to cure illnesses, dysfunction, or malformations. In 2017, Sargent was found guilty and was fined on claims on his website that he could cure illnesses, including cancer. As for the aliens, he says the so-called gift was bestowed upon him after surviving a car crash in Romania, and he said he saw the spirit of a woman who was with him leave her body. She didn't leave a forwarding address. This is Scams and Cons News. I'm a summer guy. I'll be on the porch, enjoying a cool drink and reading. Doesn't get any better, unless someone else does the cooking. I'm not going to spend a day in fresh air only to eat processed foods. If I'm not eating fresh, I'm wasting one of the best seasons of the year. Fortunately, Factor comes to my rescue. They send fresh meals to me that can be cooked up in minutes. I can go back to the porch with a great meal and enjoy the sunset. I'm not into programmed diets. I like the chef's choice meals. But if I wanted keto, protein, vegan, or anything else, they can provide it. Premium meals can include steak, shrimp, broccolini, or asparagus. The meals come prepped and are customizable. You can get add-ons for breakfast, lunch, or snacks. And when I head out on vacation, Factor will pause my service until I get back. Plus, I love to grill, so I can choose one of Factor's meals during the week and fire up the charcoal on weekends. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the warm weather, great foods from Factor, along with some money-saving discounts I'm about to tell you about. Head to factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 and use code scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code scamsandcons50 at factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. The Internal Revenue Service says a Texas woman was sentenced to 10 years in prison and ordered to pay more than $2.2 million in restitution for defrauding elderly victims in romance scams. The woman was indicted and later convicted of one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. She was sent to jail for 10 years. The woman created fake identities on websites like Match.com and Zoosk. Like most romance scams, the woman pledged her undying love, but said she needed money for unexpected events. Restitution was estimated at $2.2 million. Meanwhile, in Houston, Texas, a man was arrested for bigamy, sort of a reverse romance scam. The Houston Chronicle said the man was already under probation for bigamy after being charged with marrying a woman in another state while still being married to a woman in Houston. Prosecutors said they believe he had married at least 10 women from different states. While serving his 3-year probation, Coleman married a third woman. The district court revoked his sentence, giving him 3 years in prison. The district court believed Coleman was using the women for room and board while also taking money from them. The man claimed he was a bishop who traveled to churches around the country. And if you can take one more romance scam story, a Georgia man was found guilty in Utah for scams totaling $600,000. The Justice Department said the man participated in a money laundering conspiracy that involved receiving and transmitting funds from victims of romance scams. A group that called itself the Yahoo Boys set up fake profiles online, developed relationships with their victims, gained the victims' trust, and then asked the victims for money using a variety of false pretenses. These individuals are referred to as pickers. As a picker, the man provided bank accounts to collect funds from the victims and to add layers to conceal the source and destination of the funds. For these scammers, it was part of a money laundering scheme. The department said evidence showed the man received the money from dozens of people around the United States, whom he did not know, and then he transmitted the money to Nigeria after retaining a portion of the money. This is Scams and Cons News.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
After her mother died 2 weeks earlier, a woman was shocked to get a message on Facebook from her asking how she was doing. It's a scam called ghost hacking, and it was reported by the Daily Mail in the UK. Here's how it works. Scammers look for people who recently died and who also have Facebook accounts. They then create a cloned account to contact people on the deceased person's friend list. In this instance, the scammer contacted a family member who was a university student, saying the deceased mother found a great investment opportunity. The message seemed friendly enough. It began with a "How are you doing?" message, and then was followed by a great opportunity. Get a compensation payment worth $150,000. It's likely the scammers got the woman's name from obituaries or other public sources. They then used that information for faking Facebook accounts, closing bank accounts and receiving the money, or open credit card to the deceased's name. To protect yourself, make sure the person's digital life is either cloned or memorialized. Many services have a way of protecting accounts once they know the person has passed. It's also good to let banks and other financial advisors in their life know what has happened and to be on the lookout for scammers. Here's another death scam: seeing your own obituary in the newspaper. CNN said these obits aren't real and are posted by people known as obituary pirates. Here's AI voice Jeff reading from the CNN report on the fake death of writer Deborah Vankin.
On that January morning, as Vankin read about her own death while sitting in a Santa Monica hospital waiting room where a friend was undergoing surgery, she felt a whirlwind of emotions. I oddly didn't panic. I was mostly confused at first, then outraged. Vankin, a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times, told CNN, I was sad. Reading your own obituary is a surreal experience. After speaking with experts, I was scared. For myself, for all journalists, and for our society. The obits are posted on sites that publish a continuous stream of unrelated articles on random topics. They don't contain much information, but are filled with key words to capitalize on what people are searching on Google. Vankin found out about her obituary from her dad after he was alerted to it by an aunt who gets Google updates every time her name appears online. In an essay for the Los Angeles Times, Vankin shared her reluctance to read the obituaries and how the experience changed how she thinks about death.
The fraudulent pages are intended to drive traffic to websites containing ads from Google or other search engines so they can earn money on commissions. They often use names of well-known people so they can glean as much data about the person as necessary to make the obit seem believable. Ain't that puppy you saw online cute? You can just imagine him running through your house, playing fetch in the backyard. It would be so much fun. It's more likely you'll never see the puppy or the cash that's been drained from your bank account. News 5 in Cleveland told the story of a woman who was usually too shy to leave the house, but took a chance on an ad she saw online. The seller wanted a $400 deposit, but she was to pick the puppy up at an address that didn't match the business website. Nevertheless, she sent the money via a Cash App. Before she arrived, they asked for another $600 to complete the purchase.
When we got there, and I knew when they asked for the other $600 before they would give me the dog, I knew something wasn't right. When the woman came out of the house and she said, are you here for a puppy? And I said, yes. And she said, well, you've been scammed.
The picture of the house matched the one on the website, but the woman living in the home said lots of people have been showing up lately looking for puppies, and she has to tell them they've been scammed. Sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease, but sometimes that person gets scammed. A woman complained about a flight delay on the platform formerly known as Twitter, but the CBC said scammers replied pretending to be from the airline.
They say, just share your reference number for your flight, a few more details, and we can help you out. You deserve to be compensated a certain amount of money. All you have to do is either click on a link, download a specific app, visit a certain website, maybe share some banking information. And that's how this scam develops. So again, preying on airline travelers who are already typically tired, perhaps a little bit stressed out, you might think that, you know, who might fall for this? And so again, she said, well, the scammer told her that she was deserving of $1,500, that they planned to deposit that money into her account. First of all, she had to download a money exchange app and ask for that money in Kenyan shillings. That's when she called it, when she was sure that it was a scam and cut off communication with the scammers at that point.
This is Scams and Cons News.
Scams and Cons is a member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
My name is Bill Huffman, and I am a former Cleveland news producer, and I am now the host of the podcast Who Killed? I began the show focusing on the unsolved murder of Amy Mihaljevic. And now each week, I explore a different case with a focus on some of the victims who don't get the attention they deserve. I have a deep catalog of over 225 episodes, so there is a guarantee there will be something for you. Who Killed is an Evergreen Podcasts, Killer Podcasts, and Slow Burn Media production. Subscribe today wherever you get your favorite shows.